Welcome to Photovision Focus, discussing photography. Hi, I'm Steve Finkel. On this episode of Focus, I'm flying solo. On this episode of Focus, I want to talk about a couple of things. And the first thing, I suppose, is to where we're at in the year. But like already, we're now in March. So we're into the third month of the year. And the year has like started off really quickly. I think it's just kind of the weeks are just flying by again as normal. And I'm just wondering how many people out there have been able to start and attacking their photography goals for 2024. Has 2024 been the start that you were hoping with your photography? Have you been able to achieve some of the stuff that you wanted to do with your photography? Have you made those inroads? Have you started to make the moves? Or are you still sitting there trying to work out which direction to go and how to attack it? So I think it's always good to kind of, like I said, people come into a new year with different goals, and we talk about that each time on Focus each year. And sometimes people are able to actually achieve those goals, and sometimes people just can't actually, for whatever reasons, just can't seem to get them off the ground. So maybe not all is lost. If you haven't started your goals yet for 2024, it's not too late to actually start doing it. Like I said, there's no time like the present. I think, you know, we've spoken about it many, many times that if you're waiting for the perfect time to start something, there is never going to be a perfect time, because there's always going to be something that is going to be a kind of a hassle or a burden. So you just have to work around what's happening. I mean, this is what life is. Life never really throws the perfect ball at you. It's always kind of a bit of a curved ball. There's always something you have to dodge, or you have to jump, or you have to, you know, reach out for or whatever. And life's no different. That everything we kind of get in life is we have to chase after it sometimes. We just don't always get it on a platter. So I think, yeah, so if you've been kind of sitting back and you haven't actually started, or you've been slow at getting to start doing what you want to do for your photography and maybe take your photography in a different direction, this is the time now to really start, I suppose, digging deep and start doing something. And for other people out there, there might be something completely different. And I posed a question a couple of weeks ago on one of the forums that I'm a part of. And that was about, have you ever got to the point where you've actually given up photography, about to kind of, you know, toss the camera away and just basically turn your back on photography? And I know for a lot of people, they've actually had that situation where they've actually got to a point where they've virtually given up on photography and just wanted to walk away and stop taking images for various different reasons. And it's really interesting listening to people's, I suppose, their comments and their reasons for getting to that point and how they come back from it. And the thing is, if you're sitting there listening to this and you're actually maybe you're at that point, maybe you're at a point now where you just kind of thought, I'm not getting anywhere with my photography, I'm not getting any traction, I'm really trying very, very hard to create really great images, I'm really putting a lot of effort into it, but I'm just not seeing the rewards, I'm not seeing the kind of feedback, I'm not seeing any opportunities being created. And for a lot of people, that can be really disheartening and can be really soul-destroying. So sometimes people, you know, it's understandable that people might, you know, get to a point that want to walk away. And I can remember a time back, and it was around, I think it was about 2012, I got to a point in my photography, and I'd been shooting for, you know, all my life basically, but I got to a point where, and it was kind of when, in the early days of social media, when there's a lot of stuff happening and, you know, there was a lot of buzz and stuff happening around on different things. And I was really at a point then where I was really in the zone with photography. Every day I'd go out with my camera and I'd try and capture, you know, I was averaging, some weeks I was averaging, I was shooting 130 images a day. So I was basically going out every morning, every afternoon, catching sunsets, catching sunrises, hunting down little creeks around the local area, trying to find unique vantage points and take photos. And I just really immersed myself 100% in photography. Like I said, I was just taking so many images every day, and I was trying to take them, you know, all different places. So I was trying to, you know, basically I had the camera with me at everywhere I went. I took my camera. As soon as I saw an opportunity for some photos, I'd stop and I'd take the photos. And I really, like I said, had gone in boots and all 100%, really, really trying to immerse myself in photography. And my goal at that stage was to improve my keep improving my photography, but it was also to, I suppose, to get recognized and to be somehow get it, move up the ladder and with my goals and that type of thing. My goals were always trying to, like I said, firstly, improve my photography, and secondly, was trying to, you know, work with brands and work with companies and things that I really enjoyed or I really believed in. I wanted to be kind of have a closer association to those type of companies. Anyway, so I'd got to the point where I just tried so hard and I just felt like I was just hitting a brick wall. I just wasn't actually getting any further. And at that point, I made a couple of comments on my, you know, Facebook group about how I'm thinking about actually, and it was totally serious. I was, you know, wasn't trying to get people's, you know, sympathy. I was just really at that point where I was just really nearly said, you know, look, I'm just this photography thing. It's just, I've tried so hard. I just really can't get to where I want to be. Put a post up to around that type of thing. And to my surprise, I got a number of like private messages from people who asked me, please don't give up your photography. I really enjoy the stuff that you post every day. It really brightens my day. It you know, and it was just a handful of messages. And that handful of messages totally, I suppose, flipped it around for me, because all of a sudden I realized there was an audience. And I know that quite often with all things related around feedback is that only a very small number of people will give feedback, when there's typically a lot of people who are looking at something, but they won't actually have a comment, or they won't ever do, but they're actually enjoying it, but they don't actually express that. So knowing that there was a number of people who actually took the time to actually reach out and contact me and actually tell me that they enjoyed my photography, they really liked, you know, watching where I, you know, wondering, you know, basically where's he going to go today, what's he going to capture today, that type of thing, that people were kind of invested in coming along for the ride. And like I said, for me, that was a kind of the, you know, the watershed moment where I basically then, my mindset flipped and I basically changed. Instead of thinking about being kind of trapped and not being able to move forward, I just started looking at photography differently, and I started to do some different stuff. And again, it just really changed my direction for photography, and I really, you know, continued to grow, and I continued to hit the goals, and I, you know, some of the things that I wanted to do, I was able actually to achieve that shortly after that, which was fantastic. And when listening to people, like so many people express that story about, they get to a point sometimes where they are at a point where their photography, they walk away, they put the camera down, and that's, you know, happens, people do that. And there's other people who actually said their life was in a place where it wasn't great, and they found that photography actually was the thing that actually, you know, a lot of them actually use the word photography saved me. You know, it saved me from spiraling down a road of depression, or spiraling down a road of self-destruction, because I had, you know, lost purpose in life. And all of a sudden I discovered photography, and photography actually gave me a purpose in life. It gave me a purpose to do, get up each morning, and gave me a reason to do stuff. And for a lot of people, that's why they pick up the camera. A lot of people have expressed to me, I talked to, you know, as a part of my role with the Canon Collective in Australia, you know, we've got over 20,000 very active photographers in that group. And I get lots of feedback from photographers by either, you know, chatting to them in person, chatting to them online, getting their feedback, which is fantastic. And hearing that, you know, so many stories similar, where how photography has been such an important part of their lives, an important part of shaping who they are. And I think that's the thing, is with photography, where, you know, wherever you're at currently in your journey, doesn't mean that's where you're going to stay in your journey, as far as if it's not going in the direction that you are wanting to go, and you're feeling kind of run down and not happy about that situation. It's just that, you know, I think the thing is, you have to hang in there, and you have to realize that there is people who probably are enjoying your photography. And maybe the, you know, the thing is to reach out to your followers and ask them, are you enjoying what I'm doing? Is there something else that you'd like to see me doing? And kind of, I suppose, reach out to people and ask questions and just see what type of feedback you get. Because like I said, so many people enjoy photography at so many different levels. I mean, that's the one thing about photography. Photography is one of those disciplines that from a photographer's point of view, you've got the reasons for the why the photographer picks up the camera and takes the pictures. Sometimes it's the joy, the satisfaction of being able to capture those things and then being able to share it. And then again, then there's people who consume photography who just sit there and love looking at images and love looking at people's adventures. And what you remember is some people don't have the means to obviously travel a lot. They might have mobility issues, or they might have it might be financial pressure that they can't do all the things they'd love to do. We'd all love to be able to just jump on a plane at whim and just fly wherever and capture something, but that's not possible because the cost of living and everything else that makes it very difficult. And I think it's for some photographers now, especially younger photographers, the pressures of financial pressures on just living is so high that it makes it more difficult, I think, to pursue a hobby or pursue a career in photography, especially if you're starting off and you've got to try and build yourself up and build your name and build your skill set up, that it's really, you do need to be totally dedicated to what you want to do, because it's, like I said, the pressure of financial stuff sometimes can really outweigh your ambitions, and actually really, again, that can be a reason why people put the camera down, is that they just can't afford to be able to keep doing it without getting some type of pay or reward back for their efforts. And again, it is a challenge. And I think in a time like now, when 2024, and a lot of people, a lot of the talk on the street is about, people do talk about the cost of living and the cost of everything. Groceries have gone up, fuel's gone up, rent's gone up, mortgages have gone up. Everything is more expensive than in 2023. And again, that puts added pressure on people, like I said, to be able to just survive and just be able to make ends meet. But like I said, with photography can actually be the savior. Photography can be that thing that helps you manage those day-to-day pressures by. And the other thing is, with photography is, sometimes we get, I suppose, think about that photography, we need to have the most expensive camera or the most expensive lens. And the reality is that you don't really need really expensive equipment. Like, if you're kind of starting out in photography and you don't have a lot of money, buying secondhand is a great option. I mean, some of the, top of the line cameras 10 years ago, you can pick them up for a song now. But 10 years ago, they were the best cameras on the market, and they were winning, people were taking photos and they were winning major awards because that's what was around. So those cameras still hold an incredible amount of value as far as being able to create content or be able to create images with them, because they still are a great piece of kit. Yes, they mightn't have the latest features and the latest, sensors and the latest, focusing aids and all the AI and all the other bells and whistles that come in the modern cameras, but they're still great pieces of equipment and they can still produce great images. And that's one thing about the difference, I suppose, between a real photographer and someone who is trying to be a photographer, and they're trying to use letting the camera do the work, and they're not actually, putting much input into it. They're just kind of pointing the camera and pressing the shutter and hoping that the camera captures something. People who are true photographers can pick up any type of camera. It can be a phone camera. It can be just an old DSLR. It can be anything. And they can take that device and they can actually go out into the world and they can actually find something cool and photograph it in a way that people enjoy it. So again, it's not about the equipment. It's not about how much money you spend on the camera. Yes, it's nice to have the latest and greatest, and we all kind of like, getting new stuff, but again, it's not, the reality is, if that's one of the reasons that's kind of holding you back, you're feeling that you're not getting forward with your photography because you've got older equipment. Maybe, if you see all the people around you are now like shooting mirrorless and you're shooting still with a DSLR, that's not a reason to, I suppose, feel that you're failing as a photographer. You can, like I said, create just as great images with a DSLR as you can with a mirrorless camera. Yes, there's some challenges and things that you might have to work a bit harder on, but it's not impossible. And that's the thing. It really builds your skill set as a photographer if you have a piece of equipment that kind of, I suppose, challenges you. And one of the interesting things now, we're seeing a lot of camera manufacturers actually making cameras, kind of stripped back cameras, to get people to challenge them, to basically be able to have to work for the shots rather than let the camera do some of the work. And again, that's a really interesting thing because I've seen a lot of people on socials basically trying these things out where they're wanting a camera where it is more stripped back. It's not giving them all the feedback that, you know, cameras, modern cameras do, but they want to try and, I suppose, really push themselves as photographers. So on this episode of Focus, I've been talking about where you're up to in 2024 and have you been able to, you know, hit the goals? Have you been able to do the things that you really want to do with your photography? I suppose sit down and analyze if you're not getting to where you want to be, sit back and analyze what's holding you back. You know, for a lot of people, it's going to be, it's the mindset. And mindset is such an important part of photography. I always say, you know, like nearly everything you do to succeed is that a lot of it's a mind game. So it's really how you apply yourself to something and how you actually react to given situations. So when you're in a situation and something doesn't go right, how you react to that will dictate the outcome for the rest of the day. So, I mean, and that's the thing. Things will go wrong and things will change and things won't go your way. But you have to be able to be adaptive and being able to switch things around quickly to be able to turn it around and make it work for you. And that's what professional and good photographers do. When challenges come up, they work out a strategy to work through those challenges. Or when they get to somewhere where they're going to shoot something and then find that there's no access to that and they have to rethink about what they want to shoot, they'll come up with plan B. And this is the test of a true photographer is how adaptive you can be. And the more adaptive you can be, the better you are going to be as a photographer. And I've always said, you know, many podcasts I've talked about, as a photographer, quite often when you go on a shoot, you're actually a problem solver. You know, any given shoot, when you're doing something, there's going to be a number of challenges or problems that you're going to have to face. And how you deal with those things and how you face those challenges and the way you resolve them is going to have a direct outcome on the work that you're creating. If you get stressed about those challenges and things, that's going to show across in your work. So again, it's about trying to develop that mindset about being adaptive, not being rattled by when something happens that you're not expecting to happen. And, you know, sometimes, you know, it's good to go into a shoot with expect the unexpected. You know, expect something that you weren't even dreaming of to happen. Work your way through it. And like I said, just take a deep breath, stand back and go, okay, this has happened. I need to do this, or whatever to kind of get around that, which is again, this can break people sometimes, and this can be very challenging sometimes. I know it's easy, you know, sometimes putting stuff into words is kind of easy. Putting stuff into action sometimes is more challenging. But it's, again, about developing that mindset. And one of the skills as a photographer is dealing with obstacles. If you can develop your skills about dealing with obstacles and navigating your way through that, you'll have a great career as a photographer. You'll have a great journey as a photographer if you're not doing it professionally, if you're just doing it purely for yourself. All those things will actually really enhance your photography and actually make your photography more enjoyable, and it'll actually make you feel more satisfied, because I think that's the thing now. I mean, I went through that stage back in 2012 where I, you know, like I said, I nearly put the camera down and walked away. And at that stage, you know, I had invested into digital photography fairly heavily. And prior to that, I'd been shooting still a lot of film, but then I really started to embrace the digital side of things, which hence gave me the opportunity to get out and shoot so much more, because film was one of those things where you were limited. That the limiting factor was that obviously if you wanted to take, you know, 100 shots a day or 130 shots a day, that was a lot of film and that was a lot of processing and it was a lot of downtime, because obviously you had to get it processed and had to get it back and that type of thing, where digital actually opened up that whole world of the instant feedback, instant generation of an image that you've got there immediately in front of you. You can see what you've generated. So again, I think from that point in 2012, I've been able to grow myself as a photographer. I've been able to dramatically increase my skills. I've been able to get some great opportunities. I've been, you know, on some amazing shoots, worked with some amazing people, and I've also worked with some amazing companies. And again, it's all about mindset. And if I hadn't have kind of, I suppose, flipped it around and, you know, got some of that lovely feedback from people who enjoyed my photography all those years ago, I probably wouldn't be sitting here on this podcast talking about photography. For the last nearly 5 years now of doing the podcast, it's been one of those things that has been, for me, again, it's been such a part of my growth as a photographer, because being able to share my experiences with people and be able to bring other people along for the ride, which is, you know, I think as you develop your mindset and as you develop your skills as a photographer and you get more comfortable, one of the things is that you can actually bring other people along with you, helping them up through their journey. And I mean, I had a few photographers who kind of reach out and give me tips and give me some help along the way. And I feel now, you know, that's what I try and give as much back to the community as I can, because I felt that that was really, really important and really helpful, that those people took the time to actually share their knowledge and to help me, whether it be lending me a piece of equipment or whether when I was trying to do something and it wasn't working out, and being able to get me on the right track and get me able to get the results I was trying to get. Sometimes, like I said, that's just invaluable to have people like that in your corner. And we've talked about, and this is another part of this whole, the mindset thing, is that getting, and we've talked about it a number of times on the podcast, is about finding your tribe, about finding the group of people who get you, the people who understand your photography and where you want to take your photography. And that's the thing. Sometimes current kind of circles that you might mix in during photography mightn't be the most ideal environment for you. Like, I've heard so many people when they've been in certain clubs and things that the feedback that they were getting on their photography was actually crushing them as photographers. And they were really struggling. And then they managed to kind of move out of that environment into another environment, and then to find some people who really embrace what they were doing and give them some positive feedback. And those people then flourished as photographers because they had that feedback that actually helped them grow. And I think that's what we all need. We all need that feedback. We all need that recognition of being able to people to recognize what we do as photographers and to realize that there's some value in it. And as soon as you realize there's value in your photography, other people see that there's value in your photography as well. And that's the tipping point, like I said, sometimes is you just need to get to that mindset. And I can't tell you exactly how you do that. I can't say there's a magic formula for it. But one thing, like I said, I can say is that, you know, surrounding yourself with like-minded people. So, you know, if you like a particular style of photography, seek out those people who are currently doing that. See if there's people who you admire doing that photography, seek them out. You know, chat to them on socials. A lot of people will actually come back to you if you direct message them and ask them questions. And particularly, like, you know, when you're asked in a genuine way. I mean, if you pose your questions, you know, genuinely, typically a lot of people will feedback. Sometimes people won't, because I mean, sometimes you get lots of messages and are overwhelmed with, you know, so many requests and messages that people don't respond, and that does happen. And I had that situation where I've reached out to people and they've never responded, only to later talk to them in person at some point, some function or something, and say, oh yeah, I did ask you about something years ago, and they'd say, oh, look, I get so many messages, I just don't read any of them now because it's just, I'm too busy. So sometimes people won't, but there's other people who will reach out and will talk back to you. And I think, again, it's what you ask for sometimes too. I mean, if you're asking for something too difficult, but if you keep, you know, the questions simple, and you can, if you can start the dialogue, so being, even if you just start by asking a very simple question, people sometimes, like I said, when I get sent questions, they're so complex, there's so many layers to it that it's very difficult to answer, so you've got to sit back and think about it. But if someone had to come to me and said, ask me just one small point, I'd better come back to them quickly with an answer. And then from that point, you can build on that conversation of then, after you get that, thank you very much for that. What's your thoughts on this? Or how should I approach this? I want to do this. And again, you can get that conversation started. It's a much easier way of doing it rather than overwhelming people with, like I said,
too complex question or a question that just had so many layers to it that makes it difficult for someone to answer, especially when you're busy. I mean, if it's a quick question, most people can find a minute or two to respond to it. If it's something that's going to require a lot more thought, because again, a lot of people, if they're, you're reaching out to a professional, they don't want to give you bad advice. So if you ask them, a particular thing, they want to kind of really maybe structure how they do it. And again, could be challenging if there's too many layers to it. So again, just keep it simple. But again, it, like I said, there's no magic formula that I can tell you that you can just simply go and switch yourself out of that mindset. Like I said, one of the things is surround yourself with people that you enjoy their company and that you enjoy their, I suppose, what they're doing with their photography, and they're kind of not criticizing you on what you're doing, but actually supporting you on what you do. That's going to be one of the first places you need to get yourself. You need to get yourself in that position where you are in a, like I said, a safe place. And I always say to people, particularly when you're trying new stuff out, you need a safe place to fail. You know, if you can find that safe place, then you can really push yourself to knowing that if it doesn't work out, that it's not a crash landing. It's just a soft, gentle parachute landing type of thing. That's a great place to kind of get yourself into. So I hope this has got you thinking about your photography, and I'm hoping that 2024 is going to shape up to be, because you've still got plenty of time in 2024 to do some amazing stuff, is that 2024 is going to be a great year for your photography. And even if all the challenges that keep coming our way, and again, that's the thing, be resilient, be resourceful, and just work out ways to navigate yourself around the challenges that are thrown at you in 2024. But don't let that hold you back. Don't let that stop growing yourself as a photographer. Until next time, this has been Steve Finkel for Photo Mission Focus discussing photography. Have fun, enjoy your photography, and we'll chat again real soon. See ya.